and then we came out, and then it was very difficult because we didn't have passport. We couldn't get any passport, so we had to, through contact, we had a contact with a fisherman who was living up at Lake Fertő, which is a lake, which is half of the lake in Hungary, and the other half of the lake is in Austria. And then we went, spent the night in his house. We gave them all our savings, and then we didn't have a penny with us anymore and nothing, just the clothes what we had on. And then he took us into his fishing boat, and we went up to the middle of the lake, and he left us at midnight in the lake. And then he went back because he said the border guard is coming now and they will catch him. So we were hiding in the...
In a cabin in the boat?
No. She went back with the boat to Hungary.
Yes.
So we were hiding in the... How do you call it?
Trees?
Not trees.
Were you on the other side of the lake in Austria?
No, we were still in the middle of the lake.
In the middle? Were you on an middle island? Lake.
A little island or something. And then we were staying there, and they went back with a boat to Hungary. And they said, if you come back when the change of guard is over, so it will be safe for him. And then we were left over there. It was very, very cold. It was winter time, and wet and cold. And we wanted to light a bonfire to warm us up, but the match didn't light because it was too wet. So we were afraid that he might won't come back, and he took all our money and everything. But he was honest enough, and sure enough, he came back. He came back early morning, and he picked us up again, and then was rowed to the other side, to Austria. And then we climbed out of the boat and started to walk up on the pier. And then he just turned back and went back to Hungary. And we were walking. By this time, the Austrian border guard was looking for people because he knew that Hungarians are coming through, coming over.
Yes.
And they picked us up. And then they said, the first thing they said, they looked at us and that it would be schmutzig or something, I don't know, because we were all covered with mud.
They called you dirty.
Yes. And then he took us into his house, you know, this. They gave us a cup of tea and warmed us up. And later on, they took us further up into Vienna, where there was already a group of people in one of these camps. And that's how we left Hungary. And then after that, there were people came. A lot of people went to the American embassy, applied for visa and entry to America. And then quite a lot of people from the British embassy came as well. And they were looking for people. They said they need minors and they need teachers and they need doctors. And then they selected the people what they needed. And they put us in the boat. And we came to... Yeah.
Because
to
your husband, Mr. Dr. Laszlo, yes, was a doctor,
yes,
and so
then
he could come to Britain.
Yes. And then a lot of minors came as well, because at that time we didn't know anything about it, but it was a miners' strike.
Oh, yes.
And they had to replace the miners in Britain.
Yes.
So they replaced it with the Hungarian miners.
Yes.
And I suppose shortly after that, a lot of miners left to Canada, or some of them went back to Hungary,
yes,
because the British miners said, well, you're breaking the solidarity with the other international solidarity with the miners and all that sort of carry on. So anyway, that's how we came to Britain. And I remember we came and I saw the first time the White Cliff of Dover, and as I couldn't believe it, it was something out of this world. And then there was a women's voluntary service and gave us tea and bread and butter. It's all free of charge. So we stuffed ourselves with bread and butter and tea. So that's it was. And then we came up to Britain, and then here again there were some people, there were disused old army camps, and that's where they placed us in army camp down in south of England. And then people started to go to work. and moved on. And it was no problem. My husband got a job straight away with a British drug houses as a researcher. And then, but he wanted to go back to university. So after that, we moved to London. And then he was doing his PhD at St. Thomas's Hospital. And then got a job in Edinburgh University after that. And then we came up and moved up to Edinburgh in 59.